Good evening. My name is Chris from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and we would like to include your opinion. To begin, are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And are you at least 18 years of age?
I am.
Thank you. Now, what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today?
Everything right now.
It's just the first thing that pops into your mind?
Probably abortion.
Thank you very much. And what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue?
Our economy.
It is environmental.
Oh, okay. Our air.
Okay, thank you very much. And what is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota in the specific?
I'm not sure.
Okay, that's fine. Now, using the scale of excellent, good, just fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? Agriculture and farming?
Good.
Forest products?
Good.
Electric utilities?
The next one next to good, up from there.
Yeah, we have excellent, good, just fair, or poor.
Oh, I guess we're becoming good.
Thank you. Refining?
Refining?
Yes.
Good, I think.
Medical manufacturing?
Good.
And mining?
Excellent.
Thank you. Now, how would you rate the job each of the following agencies and groups do in managing forest and natural resources in Minnesota? County land departments? We're
the
using
what?
The same scale. County oh. land departments.
County land department?
Yes.
Fair.
Minnesota Department of Natural Resources?
Fair.
Forest and timber industries?
Fair.
For U.S. Forest Service?
Fair.
And environmental groups?
Fair.
Thank you very much. Now, how important do you feel the forest products industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economy? Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
It's very important.
Thank you. And how significant a role do you think the forest industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Would you say it is very significant, somewhat significant, not too significant, or not at all significant?
Very significant.
Thank you. Now, each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Would you say more than harvested, same as harvested, or fewer than harvested?
I don't know.
Just based on observation?
I guess they're trying the middle one.
Okay, thank you. Now, do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota's forest today than in the 1970s?
Fewer.
And do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future or not?
I hope so.
Between yes or no?
Might be no.
Okay, thank you. And what impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Would you say positive, no impact, or negative?
Probably a positive impact.
Thank you. And do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment or not?
Sure.
Is that sure no or sure yes?
Sure yes.
Thank you. And do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, and county lands that are not park or wilderness areas or not?
No.
Do you, well, some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products or not?
Yes.
And do you feel that it is appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forest to, for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
Yes.
And do you feel it is appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forest to use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
I guess, sure, if that's going to help.
And have you ever seen, heard, or read any information or news about Minnesota's forest products industry?
Yes, I've read.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself an active member of an environmental group?
No.
And do you donate money to environmental causes?
No.
Thank you. And now for something different. But before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. The first one, well, here we have the Minnesota's forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employ 69,000 people. Much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota's rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economy, a significant component of the Minnesota state economy, a minor component of the Minnesota state economy, or is it a fading component of the Minnesota state economy?
It should be a major.
Thank you. And like many industries, Minnesota's forest industry's most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, specifically finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Would you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industries to find and train more workers to fill these jobs?
Support.
Thank you. Now, the state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment in its forest industry's workforce. Wisconsin investment will fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200-plus hour certification training and operations and equipment used in either timber harvesting or in forest product mills. Wisconsin's investment creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and childcare. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase in both the number and diversity of the workforce. Would you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economies, forest, and forest industries?
Yes, support it.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to list several components of the program, and after each, please tell me if you support or oppose state funding for that part of the program. Create new training programs directed to meet the needs of producers and mills.
Support.
Increase the number and diversity of the workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed in the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities.
Support.
Work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues.
Support.
Get into a school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry worker jobs provide.
Support.
Thank you very much. Finally, these last few questions are about you and your household. This is just for statistical purposes only. What is the highest level of education that you have completed?
College.
Thank you very much. And what is your age? Are you between 18 and 34, 35 and 49, 50 and 64, or 65 plus?
65 plus.
And how would you describe your the community you live in? Is it a large city, suburban, small town, farm, or rural?
It's rural.
Thank you. Is your annual household income less than $25,000, $25,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000, or $100,000 plus?
It's the less than 50.
Okay. The last 50?
Pardon?
What was that? I'm sorry.
The less than 50.
Less than 50. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
And do you consider your political views liberal / progressive, moderate, or conservative?
Could you say that again?
Do you consider your political views liberal or progressive, moderate, or conservative?
Probably moderate.
Thank you. And which one of the following categories would you put your job or business? Is it manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or government, a blue-collar professional trade or business owner, white-collar professional service or business owner, business management or
healthcare.
Healthcare. Thank you. And in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you very much. And with this, we'll conclude the survey. So I thank you very much for your participation, and we really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day, ma'am.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.